You are listening to the 99% Healthy Podcast.
Hello, welcome to episode 23 of the 99% Healthy Podcast. Hello, Bobby.
Hello, how are you today?
Oh, that is a loaded question.
I've been asking that a lot.
You have been asking that a lot.
It's been a little bit of time.
It's been some time. It has been. We took a break last week, completely unintentional. But guys, I got hit with the virus and it took me down.
Real hard.
Real hard.
Yeah. I mean, that's like it was unexpectedly.
So now I'm, let's see, what is today's? I think I'm like 12 days out, maybe.
Yeah.
Since I started with my symptoms, and I'm still not right. Like, it hit me hard. I actually said to Bobby today, I think I have long COVID.
I laughed a little bit about that.
Yeah. What did you say to me?
I said, you need a couple months for long COVID.
Well, I said, how do I know if it's long COVID? And you said, well, right now it's just regular COVID. That's what you said. But really, it's just so fascinating to me how it hit me so differently than it hit you. And I have so many questions. Why didn't I get it when you had it?
Well, it's very weird on how, you know, us being, you know, in the same home and I get COVID very surprisingly, not expected. And then everyone else is fine during that period. And then the better part of 2 months later, you get it. You get it from a completely different source and a completely different method. And that's kind of really interesting. But I think we should like go through your symptoms because you were very flu-like, right? Fevers, hot, cold.
Oh, so flu-like. It was awful.
Super, super achy.
Yeah.
Like super achy. You were down for the count in the bed.
For like 6 days.
Didn't move. And headaches and upper respiratory pressure. You had a full suite of typical cold symptoms. Oh, and you lost smell and taste.
I did. I lost my smell and my taste. It's still not completely recovered. I can't taste sweet things, which is probably a blessing, honestly. But I need to have things I can smell. It's getting better, I feel like, every day. But I have to have it like right up in my nose, like in order to smell it. I can't smell. I have impaired long distance smelling. Right. I don't know if that's a thing, but it's the strangest thing.
Maybe COVID made your smelling normal now.
I know you always said that I had like an enhanced, you always said my nose was broken because I could smell things. I had like an enhanced sense of smell. Very strange. But not unexpected. You know, I am a person who would sometimes lose my sense of smell and taste temporarily if I had a sinus infection in the past when I was growing up. But but this was a little different.
Yeah. And I mean, it took the better part of that 7 days before you really could even comfortably like get out of your room and maneuver.
And let's face it, it's still lingering.
And so we're recording again on a Sunday. You know, that's 12 days total and you're still, would you say that you're feeling there's more better feelings than not so good feelings? 50-50?
You know, it's unpredictable and nobody told me, even when I started telling people that I had COVID, nobody said to me, nobody warned me about, oh, it's going to take you down. You know, I expected it to be like, okay, you know, I'll be sick for a couple of days and then life will go on as normal. And now it's doing little things are exhausting to me.
Yeah.
We took a trip to Target today and when we came home, I needed to go lay down. Like it's the only way I can like compare. The only thing I can compare it to is when I was pregnant.
Okay.
And I got tired very easily when I was pregnant. So, nobody prepared me for how much it was going to take out of me post COVID when all the other symptoms, seemed to dissipate. Now I do still have a little bit of that sinus stuff happening. And I heard that's a thing also.
And I don't even remember. Did we even go over my symptoms when I had it?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Because what did you call my COVID?
Bobby had baby COVID. He had baby COVID. I had real COVID.
But I don't know. And you may not remember. You may have COVID brain. But I think it might have been like that, you know, that first weekend, like day, you know, 5 and 6. Days 5 and 6 probably.
For me or for you?
For you. But you were yelling at me at that point. You're like, you didn't have real COVID. You had baby COVID. you didn't have real COVID. Like, you were like hostile the fact that, you know, 6 days you're still like immobile. And for me, day 3 and a half, I'm like, okay, when the hell can I get out of this quarantine? I'm bored.
Yeah.
What did I do day 4?
Got up and you went for a walk. You walked like miles. You went outside and
I had cabin fever.
Yeah.
And I got in my car. I drove to 2 empty parks and I walked for the better part of 3 hours.
And when I think about what I did on day 4, I think I
you
still
rolled over from left to right.
I had a fever still and was just in bad, bad shape. So it's funny too, because it's not funny, but it's interesting, you know, day 12 here. I feel like the past 2 weeks have just been a whole blur.
Yeah.
Like one day rolls into the next.
I mean, your days consisted of me bringing you breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks,
and
tea.
Guys, huge shout out to him because he really did keep me well nourished. And I did not have quite an appetite, but I did feel better when I ate. Mm-hmm. So it was an important part of the process for me, I think, that helped me to feel better was to actually eat. I actually said this to my mom when I was talking to her. I said, I don't know how people who don't have someone to take care of them when they have COVID, like their recovery must be awful, because I needed you here to just bring me water, bring me tea, make sure I was taking my medicine, because just taking the medicine was like, I had to gear myself up to be like, okay, I got to sit up. I have to take my medicine.
Right.
It was brutal. So, you know, my mom, I think I might've scared her a little bit because she has not had COVID, but she said, I think that if I test positive, I'm going to get in my car and drive right to your house so you can take care of me. So, which I'd be fine with, although I can't imagine driving. Although I have to say, the first day when I woke up that morning and I tested positive, I woke up with a horrible, horrible headache. And a cough. And I sent the kids to school and I took a rapid test and it popped up immediately. Like there wasn't even any of that, like, hold it up to the light. Is there a line? Isn't there a line? I mean, the line popped up immediately. And I went through this like thing. I was like, okay, I got to empty the dishwasher. I've got to throw a load of laundry in. I have to make sure like something is out for dinner before I can go be sick. Like before I could actually like go upstairs and lay in bed and decide like that I could be sick, because I had things that I had to do. I had chores I wanted to get done. And I remember I took a picture of the test and I texted it to you at work and you were like, what is that?
I didn't even see it right away. I think I was driving home when you sent it, I think.
No. It was the morning when I sent it and I was like, why isn't he calling me? Why hasn't he called me?
I didn't see it till like lunchtime or something.
Yeah. And so, but he jumped right in and, you didn't come home right away, but the next day you stayed home from work and he just made sure the kids got to where they needed to be. And I had these few moments of like, oh my gosh, this kid has to be here. This kid has to, and he's like, I got it. I'm on it. He took care of everything. I didn't have to do anything, which I think made a huge, well, maybe it didn't make a huge difference because I still stayed sick for a really long time, but it helped me to not have to put my energy into worrying about where people had to be.
Yeah, you know, solving some of the logistics problems is certainly helpful.
Yeah.
But not too difficult. We have a good family calendar. I know what's going on.
Yeah, you do.
Where the people are, where the places are.
He's real hands-on. He's always been a real hands-on dad. So I'm very blessed for that. And the kids actually like him better than me. So it works. Somehow you command respect from them. They walk all over me. But you've got the whole respect thing going.
Somebody lets them get things a little... That's not nice, necessarily 99% healthy all the time. So,
well, that is true.
Yeah.
And the kids were great too, because even on the day that I thought I was starting to feel better, I was like, I have to go to the grocery store. We literally had no food in the house. And at this point, you had gone back to work. The kids, I sent them to the store with a list and a credit card. And I said, here, just go buy what you want, get yourselves dinner. Because I really thought that, you know, a 1 week in, I was okay. I was like, I had a meeting I needed to go to. Like, I was determined. And I was not like.
Well, I would say these last 4 or 5 days, you've really been on the roller coaster of feelings, because I think there's been like some mornings you've been able to have enough energy to do some things, and then you exhaust that energy.
Yeah.
And then it's like you're playing a video game and you're like, you're starting the level with half health, and you can't beat the level with half health. Well, you can't survive the day on, you know, 50% energy store. That's really what it is. And you're using it up.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, like, you know, your body's recovering, fighting off the enemy on the inside, and all that sleep, which has improved since you had COVID, you had some rough nights with sleep, that's helping you get better. And then, you know, today, like, your body's still trying to be like, okay, what do I got to do? Get my energy stores back up, use my muscles again. I mean, it's almost like, you know how, like, astronauts come out of space and they're like, they lose muscle mass, they lose bone density, and they need time to recover back on Earth to get all their energy back. And that's, like, I think that's what it is with you and COVID.
Yeah, I need to get my earthly energy back.
You had your energy zapped away, and now you need to allow it to come back.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, you'll be fine.
And the other part of it is, and I've always been like this, always even when the kids were younger and they would catch something, I always needed to know, where did we get it? Where were we? Where did we go that we forgot to wash our hands, or we could have come in contact? I mean, even when the kids were little and they would get, you know, the flu or something like that. So, of course, I spent, you know, the first 24 hours trying to figure out where I could have gotten this and what my timeline was. And I had really only been to, like, three places in that whole past week.
It's just so incredibly difficult
because
as a healthy person, you have no idea, you know, how many days of incubation before symptoms pop up. You have no idea, you know, which engagement it could have been. But, you know, you're relatively young demographically for, you know, the virus's worst effects. And you kind of got through it. So
I did. And I thought at first maybe I just forgot how to be sick, because I have not been sick since 2019.
Years.
Like, not even a sniffle, not a.
And we're not exaggerating. Like, you do not.
I don't get sick.
Get sick in capacities that stretch longer than hours. Like, you really are a very fortunate, healthy person. But, you know, a lot of that has to do with your really good diet. You have probably every possible beneficial fruit, vitamin, vegetable, you know, mineral content possible.
I do take good care of myself. I'm very adamant about having a good sleep routine. That's very important to me. You know, I eat healthy. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I do take really good care of myself. I cannot imagine how it would be different if I was not a healthy individual. And I think I kind of feel a little violated in the fact that I did get COVID, because I'm like, why me? Like, I'm pretty healthy. But that could be why it didn't hit me sooner. Why I didn't get it when you had it. I mean, I don't know. There's so many unknown questions. We just have to, you know, accept it and move on. But I'll tell you what, once you have it, there is like a relief that has come over me. I'm traveling, leaving tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
and
checkbox done.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, I'm going to have to be on an airplane. I don't got to stress out now about wearing a mask. Well, I don't even know if we have to wear a mask on the airplane. I have to find out.
I forget which week.
But regardless, you know, I'm the person who freaks out that I'm going to get sick everywhere I go, and I take all the precautions. And so now this is one thing I don't have to worry about.
Didn't you and a friend pre-COVID wear masks?
Yes. So my friend Jody and I went on a cruise. We flew to Fort Lauderdale. This was 2015, I think.
Right.
And it was flu season. It was January. It was a real bad flu season that year. And we did. We wore masks on the airplane and we got laughed at. I have a picture of it. And so when masks came back around during COVID, I sent her that picture. And I said, look, we were wearing masks before. It was cool. And you know what happened? I ended up getting sick on that vacation anyway. That was, I want to say it was 2014. It might have been 14 or 15.
Oh, I remember.
I got real sick.
Yeah.
I got real sick. We went to Jamaica. I had no medication on me. I had to buy a bottle of NyQuil on the cruise ship, and it was like $18 for like a bottle of NyQuil. That was like
the worst vacation medicine.
And I remember coming home, and I remember you picked me up from the airport, and you didn't even take me home. Like, we went right to urgent care because I had a sinus infection. It just developed into a sinus infection. That might have been one of the last times I was real sick.
Yeah.
I don't get sick often. And so for this to take me down, you know, it was no joke.
Yeah. And I mean, I think there's and there have been other folks who have tested negative repeatedly, I would say within the last 2 weeks, maybe 2.5, 3 weeks, that have had similar bad viruses. But, you know, they've, you know, persevered through them, but they've been taken down. So, you know, I think, you know, you always have to be mindful that, you know, taking care of your body at all times is really beneficial when you do come in contact with some virus so that you can, you know, do your best to recover as fast as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, lessons were learned. And yeah. I also learned, you know, I was able to.
So if you have to have COVID, have baby COVID.
Have baby COVID. Go out there and get. have baby COVID like Bobby did. But, you know, I did. The first thing that I said when I tested positive was, thank goodness this happened when it did, because I knew I have to get on an airplane tomorrow. So I thought it was a week that. My 10 or 12 days where my calendar was pretty much empty. I didn't have a lot going on. I'm disappointed because I was just really starting to get into a really good routine with running. I was hitting the gym every morning, doing the weights, and then going to the track and running. And I was really getting into a good routine right up until the day that I started with my symptoms. And and actually that night was when I started to feel something in my throat. And I thought it was just because I was breathing cold air. So I thought maybe it was just that, but no. It was something else. So I will be picking back up with my routine and running again. That is my goal when I get back from this trip. And I'm excited to just, you know, summer is coming. So I just want to get back into a good routine, get myself healthy again, get to where I need to be, and hopefully never have COVID ever again.
Well, there you go.
Because it was not pleasant. So anyway, so that's why we missed last week. I was in no condition to even get out of bed last week. I did watch some great shows.
Yeah, you were binging. You were beyond binging.
I really took advantage of the time to watch. I watched some crazy documentaries.
So let's go through the shows. What did you watch?
Let's see. I watched the documentary. I was telling Bobby last night I watched a documentary about cruise ships, which made me want to go on a cruise.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was called, but it was all the behind the scenes, you know, all the stuff that they have to do to keep the cruise going. And I thought that was
It was like operationals.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That was pretty fascinating. I watched some you know, fluffy B-movies, some spiritual stuff. What else? I watched The Morning Show.
Season one
and season two.
Oh, okay.
Both seasons on Apple TV Plus. If you guys haven't watched The Morning Show, I actually started to watch The Morning Show a couple of years ago. When was it out? Maybe 2018-ish?
The 19? Morning Show, I think, was one of the first shows that came when TV Plus was when Apple TV Plus was released.
And you watched it and you loved it. And you were like, you have to watch it.
Yeah, I watched a couple episodes. I didn't watch the whole season.
And it was right after that whole Katie Couric, Matt Lauer thing. I don't remember all the details, but I know it was like loosely based on some of the Today Show stuff.
Yeah. Some of the best TV is loosely based on reality.
Yeah. And
that's
I
how
say
TV works.
Very loosely based. The more I watched it.
Ted Lasso is the show I really liked.
You like Ted Lasso. That's a popular one. Yeah. I did not watch Ted Lasso, but I did watch The Morning Show. I really enjoyed it. And I think I may have enjoyed it more than most because that is my background.
Right.
But it did help me appreciate the fact that I did not pursue a career in journalism as I thought I wanted to do.
And you also watched Selling Sunset. I saw that.
Selling Sunset. Yes, I watched Selling Sunset season 5, which was like awesome. It was just a little different, but I do love Selling Sunset. I love the glamour of it. So I did watch that.
I saw a clip with who's the one that married the French model? What's her name again?
Mary.
Mary.
Yeah.
Mary. I think Mary was on a podcast. And
she's so smart.
Yeah. So,
those ladies.
But they asked, the podcast asked, you know, how serious are they about, you know, the real estate now that the show's so big? And it was kind of like a surprise. She was like, you know, it's kind of like a 50-50 answer because a lot of those girls don't need money. They never needed money to work anyway.
Right.
So, you know, it's as much as, you know, playing the part of a realtor for the show.
Oh, yeah. Because they all just look like models now. But that's a show I never thought I ever would like. And I got really into it. So I was excited that season 5 was out just in time for my sickness. So I did watch that.
So and such, that's awesome. If you haven't seen it yet, it is the peak of catty bitch TV.
It really is.
It's awesome.
I enjoy it. So it's kind of like a guilty pleasure kind of thing because there's really no value taken from it. It's just it's just a guilty pleasure.
Stunning homes.
Beautiful homes. I mean, and really for me living here, East Coast life, Pennsylvania, to see that whole West Coast lifestyle.
Well, I think just the terrain on that show is just unbelievable to have just to understand and appreciate the size and the severity of the terrain in California.
Like I've never been to California. Have you?
Oh my gosh. Plenty of times.
I mean, I've never been to LA, I should say. I've been to San Diego.
Yeah, I've been to LA twice. I've driven all around, up and around through those hills. And
when? Before we were married?
I'm trying to think. Well, I went as a kid once to LA, but no, as an adult, no. I went, we were married, but one was a long time ago, and that was a short trip near USC.
Fun fact, Bobby's family's favorite movie is Pretty Woman, right?
Yep. It's one of the favorites.
And so I always think, like, whenever you talk about
Beverly Hill Hotel,
you guys went there as, did you go there on a vacation? As,
we did, it was like sixth grade.
Didn't you meet George Costanza in an airport or something? Did you meet him? What's his name? The actor from Seinfeld?
Wait. Yes, it was him. And I'm trying to think of his name. You know, when you get old, man, names are hard to remember.
Well, I just blame everything on COVID now. So what is his name?
His name will come to me eventually. I can picture him too, of course.
Well, everybody can picture him. George Costanza.
I know.
Man, his TV mom just died recently.
So he's actually a super accomplished actor on Broadway. Like, he's done live performances. Jason Alexander.
I was just going to Google it.
Yeah.
I was Googling.
Yeah. That was actually returning back in at Newark, coming back from LA.
So when you were like a teenager?
Yeah. Like sixth grade, I said.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were there as a young person, and I'm sure LA's different now than
but
it
was
then.
But I was there twice as an adult.
Okay. I don't remember you being there as an adult. Bobby used to travel all the time when the kids were young. I don't know how I did the single mom thing, but he was gone 2 weeks out of the month, every month when they were little. And,
For the better part of like,
probably I'll tell you how I did it. You know how I did it? You know how I got back?
Because you didn't have your third person or your fourth person to keep track of.
No, I didn't have an iPhone and I didn't have social media.
Oh, that's true. That stuff didn't exist back then.
It was like, I got a lot more done those days when there was no social media. So there's something to be said for that.
That's back in the day when you used to blog or go on forums, like independent forums.
Yeah. Fun fact also, Bobby and Michelle used to have a blog. See, I'm going to write this in my book. We have an entryway. We have progression into the socials, how you and I have, you know, we started with a blog. That was like a big thing. And now we have a podcast. Look at us grow.
I had a GeoCities webpage. Let's go date ourselves.
Wow.
Yep.
You had
GeoCities.
We used to talk on AIM when we first started dating.
Yep, AIM.
And what was the other one?
ICQ. Now, wait, this is actually interesting because there's a lot of people our age, you know, this early 40s, who they grew up, whether you were in high school or college at the time, and AIM was a really new and unique communication mechanism. Do you remember your ICQ number?
I do not remember my ICQ.
Some people who were ICQ.
Do you know yours?
No, because I was never big in it. Like, I thought the app looked hideous. And
well, it was very, it wasn't an app. What are you talking about? There were no apps back then.
It was a program. It was an application on your computer.
But it was very basic.
You know, app is short for application.
Yeah, but nobody knows that these days. App is what you have on your phone.
But it was a computer program.
Right. And it was not very, it just wasn't very. To round out
this conversation of dating ourselves, what was the music player you used back in the day?
The music player?
Yeah, on your computer. We would play all the tunes.
Oh, did it start with a W? It did.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Blank. It really whips the llama's ass.
I don't remember.
That was the song that played when you installed the new version.
What was it called?
It was Winamp.
Winamp, yeah. Like, I could picture what it looked like, like the little icon on my Microsoft like screen.
Because ICQ had like these little tiny icons like Winamp did. So
okay, well, you just got your little 18-second blip
there
of
you go. All right, I'm done.
of tech.
It was a great episode, everybody. See you later.
So anyway, we just keep going and going. Conversations, healthy conversations with my husband.
So what's your next topic?
You know, I don't really have topics. I wanted to talk a little bit about that I'm going away tomorrow. I'm going to Arizona.
Yeah, your new favorite place.
My new favorite place. I love Arizona. Have you guys ever been to Arizona? I love Sedona, and I cannot wait to go back. Tomorrow, I'm going to Scottsdale. Scottsdale's like a suburb of Phoenix. My company is sending me there for a leadership training, which I'm really excited about because it is exclusive. There's, I think, only 40 people going in the whole company. So we're coming in from all over the place. But I'm actually meeting a friend. I don't even know her. She's a friend that's in my company. She lives in New Jersey. So she's on my flight. And I came in a Facebook group. We came to meet each other and realized that we were on the same flight. So I'm excited to meet up with her. And a couple of my other friends are going to be there. So I'm really excited about this leadership training. This is my jam. Like, if you know me, or even if you don't, this is just this is what I crave. I'm really excited to just go out there and learn and just hang out with other people in the company. So I'm really excited about that. So I fly out to Arizona tomorrow. Bobby's going to Uber me to the airport. We're leaving here at 3:30 a.m.
Yeah, real early. Nah,
3:45. That's going to be soon.
Yeah.
That's like soon. I'm going to have to go to bed real early tonight.
It never works. You have to kind of go as much to your normal routine as you can. Definitely would be a night to put the phone and technology away a lot earlier so that your brain can wind down.
Well,
and that's truly like the important part of getting good sleep is letting your brain wind down.
Well, and you know, I was doing the whole putting my phone thing away. And now since I got COVID, it's been next to my bed because I couldn't get out of my bed.
But you were you were keeping it downstairs for a while.
I was.
And being without it for like a few hours before bed.
Yeah. I need to get back to that.
Back in that habit.
I definitely need to get back in that habit because that is healthy. And I slept better. I had, like you were saying before, I had a couple of nights that were, I had some COVID insomnia happening where I wasn't sleeping at all. That was not good.
So when I was at the school event and I was chatting with some other folks and they were asking, you know, how you're doing, a lot of them relayed to me some of the same challenges that you had, and sleep was one of them. Their brain was just racing of the day or the evening's things to do. And another one said that they also had like this up and down recovery of no energy, some energy, no energy, some energy.
That's where I am. That is where I am.
So you have some similar people out there.
I wish I had known it though, because nothing has prepared me for this. So it's going to be interesting to see how this trip goes because there's a time difference and I take my sleep very seriously. So there's that time difference that I'm going to have to adjust to. By the time I adjust to, it's going to be time to come home. I'm only going to be gone for 5 days, four and a half days, I guess. So, and it's trainings all day long. I mean, really, it's going to be exhausting from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. I'm going to be in front of people.
I think you'll find that whenever there's exciting, engaging content, it will make you exciting and engaged. And I think to even be successful at long form listening is to put the phone away. We're really finding that if the phone's not near you, if the phone's away, if the phone's off, then you're consciously giving your attention to that thing, right?
Yeah. So the phone is such a distraction. And I do have a rule where I don't ever look at my phone when I'm in a conversation with somebody. I want to give that person respect and look at them in the face and talk to them. And, you know, if my phone dings or my watch buzzes or whatever, I'm not that person who goes and looks at my watch. I think that's rude, honestly.
It's the new etiquette conversation that's happening everywhere because it varies wildly by generation. There's, you know, a generation I would say that really came to phones very late in life. That are, you know, it's the thing that can sit on the counter and you go get it for a specific purpose, but it doesn't live with you and never would come out during a meal or while you're watching TV, right? And we know those people. Those are the people where you send a text message to and they get back to you in like 2 to 10 hours because the phone's not the priority.
Right.
Other things are the priority. Then there's an in-between crowd, and I'll put us in that crowd where, you know, we have the phones close. We use the phones for a lot of things because we're tech savvy enough where there are so many features and functionality, apps and programs that a lot of our lives are improved through the phone and through the communication tools. Everything from banking to shopping to, you know, when I'm in the kitchen, it's looking up recipes, right? There's always something that it's the utility for getting through the day. And then, you know, there's the young people where it's really integrated into their being. It is a lot more like closer to them. So,
yeah, it is interesting because I do know that I can think of three people off the top of my head who are about 8 to 10 years older than me and do not carry their phone around with them. In fact, sometimes will like leave their phone somewhere and not know where it is. So it is definitely a generational thing. My mom, I just talked to my mom today. It's Mother's Day today. So I had to call her first thing. And she told me how she went to a flea market kind of sale I don't know, some kind of sale at her church or something. And she said she left her phone home all day. So she was without her phone all day. And she said, I was so bored. And I thought to myself, what in the world would she be doing on her phone anyway? You know, at 73 years old, probably scrolling Facebook or, you know, playing Wordle or something. I don't know. But it's interesting to see those generational gaps. But I do try to not use my phone. It is a goal for me to use it less, to use it more intentionally. Same thing with social media, to use it more intentionally and to really set that time aside. If I'm going to scroll Facebook, which I hardly do anymore, but if I am, it's with intention, you know, and I set aside 5 minutes to scroll. Yeah, thanks for that little blip too. So just to wrap this whole thing up, I wanted to talk really quick because we talked about all the things that you did while I was sick. I'm going away for the week and I have to tell you, I was a little nervous because I do have my chores. I have a calendar for my chores to keep the house kind of running. We had to let our cleaning lady go a couple of months ago. Maybe it was a month and a half ago or so. And you know, with summer coming, I thought the kids are going to be home. They can take care of cleaning their own room. So I did put together a calendar of chores. So I have chores that I do, you know, spend 30 minutes to an hour every day doing things, cleaning every day so that I don't have to do one big massive cleaning. And I have it all sorted out. And so I made sure I shared that calendar with Bobby last night because I'm going away and he's going to keep up on the chores. But I think it's also one thing coming off of being sick, so the house got neglected, and now I'm going away, so we've got, it's neglected again. So it's going to be interesting to see what I come home to at the end of next week. But you're really good, Bobby. You're real good. I mean, he doesn't just cook. He cleans the kitchen. He cleans up the big pots most of the time, empties the dishwasher, and cleans up the counters every night. And I was nervous today being it's Mother's Day, and I wanted to stay on top of the laundry because usually on Tuesdays I do laundry. And so I won't be here Tuesday. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to spend Mother's Day doing laundry. That's what I'm going to do all day long because I usually take a whole day and knock it out. And
this is where I say I'm better at laundry than you are, even though you do it all the time.
I don't know about that. I've got a system. And I have a system. Tuesday has been laundry day since the kids were little. I've always done laundry on Tuesday. I do laundry once a week. People think I'm crazy because I have friends who do, you know, one load every day.
We debate on folding.
Yeah, we do debate on folding. Socks I don't even do anymore. They literally sit in a basket and you guys can come and grab them because every person in my family wears black socks except for me. And I'm just tired of folding the black socks. And I actually wanted to do a Facebook post about this. Do you know how I know the difference between your socks and Robert's socks?
Oh, I know this answer. I know this answer.
What is it?
The answer is my socks are not inside out.
That is correct. Robert's socks are always inside out. And so guess what? When they do get matched, they just get matched inside out. In fact, when the kids put something in the laundry that's inside out, it gets folded and returned to them inside out. I'm not wasting my time turning your clothing inside.
So I have a different approach to laundry because I'm a little bit more kind of, you know, particular, OCD-ish, if you will, that I turn the things right side out.
No.
And what else do I do? Not only do I turn things right side out, what do I do?
What do
related
you do?
To touching the clothing before it goes in the washing machine.
He checks all the pockets.
I check pockets.
Oh, there's no fun in that. I only check it when I hear something bouncing around in the dryer. It's usually a pair of headphones. It might be some cash, some change. Sometimes it's gum or a pen.
Nope. I always check pockets.
I check them, but I don't check them as thoroughly as you do. My thought when I check them, I just kind of squeeze the pants and on the and nothing feels like there's like anything there. It gets thrown.
No, you got to do a full check. You got to make sure they're great. Go.
You're much better than I.
Yeah. Oh, here's a fun tip. Did you know that when you put clothing in the dryer, that there's a sensor? And if you look inside your dryer, it might be across on the far side. There's like these two metal bars on this little pad about the size of a chalkboard eraser. That's the sensor that tells the dryer how much moisture is left in the clothing. As the clothing passes across that, it bridges the gap of those two metal plates, and the amount of current or resistance that goes across that plate is measured, and that determines the dryness of the clothes. The drier the clothes, the less electric charge that can cross those two plates. And that's how it knows. Now, here's a pro tip. If you've been having problems with doing dryer and you're having some clothes dry and some clothes still wet, you may be mixing fabrics. So we know that activewear is a lot of synthetic fabrics. And they will dry much faster than traditional cottons. So not only should you separate by color, you should separate by fabric type so that your drying is even. There you go.
And there you go.
And that is why I believe I'm the best clothing washer.
If you could see how proud he looks right now. I love this man so much.
Yeah. It's kind of like the dishwasher, right? You know, everything's got to be in that perfect spot, nice and organized and neat.
Yeah.
That's just how I handle the drying.
I love it about you.
Yeah. So anyway, you love it. You're going to get off of doing the laundry this week.
All right.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. You're excited to do it.
I guess. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm excited to come back next week and let everybody know how the trip was, and we'll let them know how you handled the chores, which I know you'll have no problem whatsoever. It's all going to be great. So thank you guys for listening today. Please drop us a message. Go to 99%healthy.com. That's two nines. The word is percenthealthy.com. Click on that Tell Michelle button and you can leave us some feedback if you liked what you heard today.
And we'd love to hear your voice message. So visit us at anchor.fm/99%healthy and click that Send a Message button right at the top. And we'd be grateful to hear your voice coming back to us for a great comment. And if you have a comment or question, that's really awesome. We may just put you in a future show.
You can't wait to do that.
I do. I'm excited.
All right. Well, I'm excited to have wrapped up episode 23. Can't wait to bring back episode 24. It's going to be an awesome week. And that's it. Have a great day.
Bye, everyone.